magic that you don't. Let's talk about destiny and the writing on the wall you will never ever see. You wanna make it, but you won't. You won't pretend her. You say that people change. I don't think so. You wanna win me over. Stop saying my name. I'm finished with you. I'm finished with you. Nothing mattered. Nothing was true. In 1983, you almost overdosed under the apple tree. My sister saved you. You didn't thank her, remember? Still, my kisses were free. I thought you needed love, you needed money and a house key. Fool me once, fool me twice. I am cold like December. Pretender. Friends are strangers now. The children are all gone. You're in the desert singing, drinking songs. Count your money. It's a blessing. At the end, you say that people change, but I don't think so. You wanna win me over. Stop saying my name. I'm finished with you. I'm finished with you. Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Well, I wear it like a charm, tattoo on my arm. Your name in a horseshoe.
Everybody, this is Emma for Kale for Sale. You know, as usual, a little bit of difficulty with getting into the stude and getting up and running, but we're here, we're ready. Hopefully Meredith will be joining me later. And I guess since I'm solo, I get to choose the theme, and I think this week's theme, I'm feeling good about songs that your parents listened to that at the time you kind of resented and thought were lame, but now they make you really cool. So yeah, without further ado, this is 91.5 FM live in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, and you're listening to Kale for Sale. I guess I will get some jams going for you. Enjoy the show.
I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can send you from across the sea? From the place where I'll be landing. There's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There is nothing I'm wishing to be owning. Just carry yourself back to me unspoiled. From across that lonesome ocean. Oh, but I just thought you might want something fine. Made of silver or of golden. Have it from the mountains of Madrid. Or from the coast of Barcelona. If I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. That's all I wish to be owning. Oh, I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking. Is there something I can send you to remember me back? Make your time more easy passing. How can you ask me again? Well, it only brings me sorrow. All the same thing I would want to be. I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from his ship a sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. If you, my love, must think that away, I'm sure your mind is a roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country where you're going. So take heed of the western wind. Take heed of stormy weather. And yes, there is something you can send back to me. Spanish boots of Spanish leather.
forgive me, but you can say, baby.
Yeah. say, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend?
All right, wow, beautiful, beautiful music, everybody. I'm so excited to say that we have another DJ on our show who has arrived. Would you like to introduce yourself, baby?
Hi, I'm Dakota. I'm a co-host of Kale for Sale on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. So we're up to two, and we might even be up to three. We'll see where it gets us tonight.
Yeah. It was a little late today, but...
you know. Life is,
we'll probably
life is
be
crazy.
Late again, but
you know what?
Never we, late
actually,
in our hearts.
We're all late today, so including me.
And one of our other members is yet to arrive, so.
She had a passport fiasco, so we really can't blame her.
Yeah. Comforting friend, Piasport.
Piasport.
Piasporte. Passaporte.
Yeah, funny story is that I also I didn't have a passport fiasco per se, but I did have to find my passport in the past couple of days because I'm going on a journey later this summer, and ooh. I need my passport. And
where are you going?
I'm going to the jungles of Costa Rica.
Amazing.
And really... secluded town that I don't really know where I'll be, but I'm going to Costa Rica, which is going to be great, and I need my passport, but it was me and Dakota and Meredith, all of us have been moving this week, or
it's
like for literally the past
wild ride.
Two
I'm still
weeks.
Moving. I've lived there since Thursday, but I'm still moving.
Yeah, I'm completely still moving as well.
Haven't unpacked a thing.
Yeah.
Except for my pink flamingo lights, which are hanging above my bed.
Yes.
And now our house has become a home.
It is really getting there. Not quite there, but I think I'm feeling in the past couple, or in the next couple of days, it'll get there.
Yeah. I think once people decorate their rooms, and now that the house has been cleaned, it's really getting that
totally,
homey feel.
Totally, totally.
The sweet smell of the previous owner's candles.
You know. Slightly being washed away by our new candles.
And mixed with the old candles.
Mixed with our new fun scents.
Or smells.
But yeah, so I had to find my passport. It was packed away in our basement. I finally found it, and then I was like scared, since my room is in such a mess and such a disarray, I was scared to put it anywhere because I was like,
it'll be lost in a
like
second.
I literally lost all my shampoo and like shower things in the past couple days. Like, I don't know where they are. They're
sad.
In my room somewhere. So I was like, I can't put my passport down. So I've kind of just been carrying it around, which is really
sketchy.
You can
put it downstairs if you...
I know. I just reached into my backpack earlier and I was like, oh, my passport's still in here. That's probably unsafe. But yeah, that's a fun story.
A crazy story about a passport. My friend who goes to UConn told me last weekend was she is not 21. So she uses ye olde fake IDs. And
teen drinking is very bad.
Yes, we don't condone it. I've never done it.
Never have I done
but
that.
But this girl, she wanted to go to a bar because it was her friend's 21st birthday, but she wasn't 21, and this girl lent her ID because she looked like her, and then she also gave her credit card and her passport.
My God.
To bring to this bar as backup.
I would never trust another human being with.
And she was like, it's fine. The girl was like, I really don't feel comfortable like taking all these items from you. Like, I already don't really feel comfortable using someone else's ID. Like,
yeah, what the
heck? She was pressured into it by her other friend who really wanted to go out. And she's like, I just don't want to do this. And she held this girl's passport for like 6 months because the girl was like, oh, I really don't need it back.
Okay, this sounds like a crazy person.
Yeah, and she was like, I really cannot have this passport anymore, and like forced the girl to meet up with her and gave her it all back.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
Passports in general make me really stressed. I think it's because just like traveling, not even that I traveled internationally as a child, but like the one time that I did, I feel like my parents
were
like,
high stakes.
Yeah, it was literally the most high stakes ever thing ever. And, I mean, as it should be, I guess. I don't really want to get trapped in limbo in, like, some... And probably in Canada is where I would most likely get my ID lost. But, yeah. After that stressful, literal interstitial, I guess we'll get back to the music. Dakota... I don't know about you, but my theme this week has been music that your parents listened to that you now bang to.
Now bang to?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was not now makes you cool.
Yeah, like bangers for you now.
Oh, I thought you meant in a more intimate term.
Ah, no. Not in the biblical sense. In the
amazing. I've definitely got some tunes.
Yeah, so we'll hit you with some of those.
All right. See you on the other side.
Thought that I'd be happy, gonna be so happy, living life alone and never sharing anything. Thought that I was finished, thought that I was complete, thought that I was whole instead of being half of something. Thought that I was growing all the wiser, understanding why this world held nothing for my spirit. Thought that I was destined to be nothing, destined to be nothing in this world, and then I met you. Useless. Thought that he would never get the chance for me to praise him. Thought the book was written. Thought the game had ended. Thought the song was sung and I could never sing another. Thought the faith was misplaced. Thought the back was broken. Broken by a weight that I was never fit to carry. I thought I knew the city. Thought I knew all about it. And then one night I went to morning sight and you were weak. Living life alone and never sharing anything. Thought that I was finished. I thought that I was complete. Thought that I was whole instead of being half of something. Thought that I was growing older, wiser, understanding why this world held nothing for my spirit. I thought that I was destined to be nothing, destined to be nothing in this world, and then I met you. I met you.
Hey. So we're back.
Yeah.
We have picked up yet a couple more new DJs on our night tonight. This is a crazy. You gotta stay tuned in because you never know what's gonna come
exactly.
up on the next break.
You never know what voice you're gonna hear across the airwaves.
Yeah.
For instance, mine.
Who are you? Who are you?
It's Meredith.
I'm here.
Who are you?
Dossett.
Meredith and Dossett are here.
I just accidentally touched the microphone with my lips. So.
I know, that was crazy.
Sorry.
You made us all uncomfortable with that.
What's been happening here? Give us the update.
Okay, I'll give you a condensed version. This is for the listeners but also for the benefit of our two new DJs. So I arrived a little late. On the fly, chose the theme of songs that your parents used to listen to that you kind of resented at the time, but now you like.
Okay. Great theme. Okay.
In the last break, I also phrased that as "now you bang too," and I think I'm gonna
yeah, there's some confusion on my end about
it. It was confusing. Yeah,
I definitely
don't
bang to any songs my parents listen to.
I think I mean, like, whatever. Anyway, the point is, now you like these songs and
could bang to them, maybe.
Yeah.
Or not, but you still like them.
I meant bang to as in, like, you bang to it.
Jam. I got it after.
Anyway.
My first thought also was the other.
Whatever. You just heard some Proclaimers. And some Cranberries, two of my most treasured artists from the era that I'm looking for tonight. Yeah.
So, like, what is that era, years-wise?
Childhood.
1995 to 2005.
Ooh, nice.
Is the range of when you heard them, but, like, they're probably from the 80s because that's when your parents, like, their peak music.
Yeah. I would say one that maybe we can cue for later. But one that's coming to my mind right now was my dad was super into the Arctic Monkeys before they released, what was it,
AM? Before they got big.
AM was like their big one that was like hip with the teens, you know?
The one with the little like squiggle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it went very well.
When
like,
I listened to,
the
I got
Tumblr
it.
Aesthetic, you know? It like went with all of that. But my dad knew them ahead of time, and so I like kind of knew them. And then that came out, and it was like super popular. And a funny thing that happened was I was able... to like, so they went on tour for that album.
Oh.
And for my birthday, I was able to like convince my dad for us to like go to the concert together. Oh, wow. So as a fun thing. And it was really funny because everyone at the concert was those like teenage girls.
Yeah.
And it was, my dad was like the only person above like probably 25 at the concert. And it was really funny.
That's tragic for him.
Going to jazz festival with my parents. We saw some really good people, but for me, I think I was like 14 maybe at the time, and I was like pretty into it, but at the same time everyone else was like 40 to 60.
Ooh.
And like,
so
I was like
the opposite of mine almost.
Oh yeah.
I see, it was like still saying.
The era of like, I forget who the main headliner was. I know like the Avett brothers were there, but that's not the crowd. The Fish was there. That's probably what I'm thinking of as being like just a lot of
reeling all those
like 50-year-old stoners. Yeah, and then me being like, I want to go by my like hang out in the crowd alone, and then like being like, wow, like like in the crowd like, oh, hey everybody, it's me in my sun hat. Yeah, anyway, fond memories of all of these songs, so we're gonna hit you with some more if everyone's okay with that.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I know
I'm okay with that.
True, I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line. Watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're
This one's for Ryan. Thanks for listening, baby.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you crazy child, and take the phone off the hook. Can disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Oh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get high. Why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
I'm never worried, now that is a lie.
Okay. Just want to do, this is Meredith, and I just want to do a quick shout out to some listeners, to Danny and Sean and Camille. Thank you for being so loyal so far. I appreciate all of your support in our song choices. And now a PSA.
Numbers to think about: prescription drugs versus medical marijuana deaths. Numbers of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose on prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you. Another song for you now.
Been the show.
I just want to dedicate that last song to my dad. I'm thinking of him now.
Aww.
He loved you, that Pops. Song, and he inspired a love of music in me. He could never play the piano because he broke his hand really badly. Aww. When he works in construction when I was